other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can just Google Chuck Baldwin, find all his sites. We're going to get back up in the near future. And to go, because another radio interview. But look at how we broke this major news story, because state police officers sent it to us. Actually, two of them did, one in California, one in Missouri. So one in Missouri that doesn't want to come on air. The state police officer in California is saying he will come on. He's going to be on. We may even get him on later in the hour, as he said a few days ago he would come on any time. And I guess we just hadn't set him up yet for some reason that escapes me, because I want him on immediately. Immediately. I had a state rep on yesterday who talked to the head of the state police in Missouri, Jim Guest, representative of Missouri, and they admitted it was real. It's really going on, demonizing all these people. And I want Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, whoever, to go ahead and Chuck says in 30 minutes he's going to send me that email. He's got to finish the interview first and send it. We're going to get that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I would just go ahead and have Paul Watson do a couple paragraph blurb about, you heard them saying that you talked to Ron Paul. They are considering litigation. And Bob Barr. Bob Barr, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, considering litigation if this isn't retracted. And they've sent a letter. The letter has been sent. Go ahead and get that article up, and then we'll post the letter in it. I don't want to wait here. So launch the operation immediately. Folks, you don't realize how much power the American people have. You don't realize the platform we have with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of people don't understand the effect we're having. That's what's blowing me away. I mean, this is history. We are standing in the crossroads of history. We can take on the New World Order. We can get a reprieve like Nineveh with Jonah. You know, but the phony, bought and paid for churches under the faith-based initiative, tens of billions a year, under federal control, are telling people, stand down to corruption, stand down to tyranny. Obama's basically God. They told their people Bush was basically of the Lord. Well, we posted what they teach in the sermons, Protestant, Catholic, doesn't matter. All federally written. The clergy response teams, now mandatory service, passing the House, going to the Senate. It's all happening. And the biggest threat we face is the pulpit prostitutes, as Pastor Butch Paul calls them, that are up there neutralizing the American people and the people of the world, telling them to stand down, that you're not your job to stand up to evil, that it's not your job to fight corruption, that it's not your job to be involved. What's up, Rob? You got news for me? What's up?
I talked to his wife. He's in the bathroom.
Let's get the state police officer on at 40 after, if we can do it.
Yeah,
after I talk to the VFW guy.
Do we have any way to disguise his voice at all?
Okay. Well, we're on air right now. You know that. We're having an open discussion right now. That's all right. Hey, it doesn't matter. The main thing is he sent us that letter he wanted us to publish. That's what they'll catch him, find out who he is with. Okay? So let's just get the Missouri officer on. Okay? But let's do it now. And just tell him, it's his First Amendment right to talk about what he thinks of this. And we'll just leave it at that. He said he'd do it. Just get him on. Okay, thanks. This is the Battle Command Station here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the headquarters of the resistance. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And the establishment knows that. That's why they're engaging in all this covert demonization of us. But we just called. His wife's there. He just got off a shift, and he's in the shower. You got both of them ready? Then get the Missouri State Trooper on. Okay. Twist his arm. He was ready to do it a couple days ago, and I didn't know that he was ready. And now I don't want any cold feet here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. There's so much. This is all incredible. After we cover all that, I'm going to get into Senator Dodd admits adding bonus provision to stimulus package. Now in Bloomberg, he's blaming the Obama administration for it. Well, they're both guilty. He put it in the bill, the Obama deception crowd. The Obama administration put it in the... put it in the executive order. It's all in my film, The Obama Deception. We finger who did it. And then they're claiming they're fighting these CEOs and all these bonuses. All right, stay with us. We'll talk about them wanting to reduce the health care for the troops. When we get back, I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just a program note. We have confirmed that Limbaugh did a bunch of his show on the Mayak, Missouri report demonizing conservatives and gun owners. The state police reports the feds put out demonizing conservatives. Beck did a whole hour last night on Fox on it. This story we broke last week has just gone huge. Another story that is massive comes to us from the head of the American Legion, the largest veterans association here in the United States. And the website is legion.org. They really need no introduction. We have Commander David K. Rabin on with us. He met with the president on Monday. CNN and others reported that they were saying that they wanted to basically make the troops have their own insurance and pay for their own medical care instead of going to the VA. So joining us is Commander David K. Rabin, head of the American Legion. Sir, thanks for taking time out.
I appreciate the opportunity this afternoon, sir. Thank you.
You bet. Give us some background. You're meeting with the president, and now it looks like they're backing off.
Well, this issue really came to light about 3 weeks ago, and while some testimony was being given in front of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, we didn't expect that it was that serious an issue at that point, but we did think it was serious enough that a dozen veteran service organizations got together and jointly wrote a letter to the president opposing this idea, thinking that maybe it wouldn't go very much farther. But then we were all invited to a meeting at the White House last Monday afternoon, and that's when we discovered that this truly was a serious proposal. The administration, and at that meeting was the president himself, his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, VA Secretary Eric Shinseki and a representative from the Office of Management and Budget. At that meeting, they told us that they had identified $540 million that they thought could be recouped back into the VA by billing private insurance carriers for treatment of service-connected disabilities. At wow. that point, I want everybody to understand that the president never threatened to cut off treatment. This was simply a method of how that treatment would be paid for, whether by the government or by private insurance.
But that would certainly start a big precedent towards that, though.
It would start us down a road that we didn't want to go. The organizations all felt, every one of us, that the government has a fundamental responsibility, not just to provide that treatment, but there shouldn't be any financial burden borne by the veteran or by the veteran's family for that treatment.
Oh, yeah, they're going to raise insurance rates on them if the insurance companies learn that insuring a veteran separately, that they're going to have to pay. I mean, come on.
Insurance premiums would go up. There are annual and lifetime caps, maximums on the benefits that are paid. One of the things we're really concerned about is once that maximum benefit cap is reached, then the entire family loses their health insurance coverage for the rest of the year.
Oh.
And with the state of the military right now, many of our military people are married, many of them are parents, and the last thing we need to do is to have more young children out there uninsured. That's just not acceptable.
And then there's the added load of this on the entire insurance system, the type of catastrophic injuries associated with military service. As you just said, this would bankrupt the entire family's cap very quickly.
Very quickly, very quickly. When you start to talk about the state-of-the-art prosthesis, and we expect state-of-the-art prosthesis for those folks that have undergone amputations, loss of limbs, you know, those costs are very high. And then on top of those two, there's also the effect on the employability of the veteran himself and the effect on the company if this disabled veteran is running his own small business. There's just way too many dangers here to take a chance on implementing this proposal.
I didn't think of that. We're talking to the commander of the American Legion, David K. Rabin. I didn't think of that. Businesses guaranteed, if they knew, I'm going to take a veteran on with a job who's going to have huge insurance costs on our whole plan, with small businesses especially, that would prejudice people against hiring veterans.
It certainly would. It certainly would. We think that if a veteran walked into the business, even if he was the most qualified, that might be the deciding factor as to who gets the job, just the potential effect on the employer's insurance costs.
Now, you were in the meeting with the go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
No, you're in the meeting with the president. He was trying to – who was doing the selling, the president or his chief of staff, Emanuel, or was it Shinseki? Who was pushing this in the meeting?
All of the discussion at the meeting, the primary discussion came from the president. Chief of Staff Emanuel carried part of the discussion. The VA Secretary, General Shinseki, said very little during the meeting. He was present, but there wasn't much discussion coming from the general, from the secretary.
What was his body? Go ahead.
The thing that did surprise us and disappointed us, frustrated those of us from the veterans organizations, the president did not wish the discussion, and he stopped the discussion a couple of times from addressing that fundamental responsibility of the government to take care of, not only to provide the treatment, but to pay for it. The discussion focused strictly on the money, on the financial aspects, and where the money was going to come from.
So I'm getting from what you're saying, he didn't want to be on record seconding the fact that the military's always been promised continual health care. And when you were saying you support that, don't you, Mr. President, he was noncommittal?
That's, yes. A couple of the folks in the meeting tried to address that issue, and that discussion came to a halt fairly quickly at the president's request, strictly to focus on the money aspect.
That is outrageous. So he was dehumanizing the issue away from the troops. I mean, that is outrageous. So that clearly gives us a bird's eye view into the mind of where they're trying to take policy. Any other little interesting pieces of intelligence from the meeting, sir?
No, not from that one in particular. We did. There was the suggestion made that if the organizations did not agree with this, if we were strongly opposed, that if the organizations would make some other suggestions as to where this money could be either saved or additional sources of income, that the administration was willing to listen to those. That left us a little uneasy, left me a little uneasy, because I don't see it as the responsibility of the veterans organizations to partner with the government in making those kinds of plans.
That's right. You're a lobbying, I mean, an organization, a fraternal organization, guardians of the veterans. And what you're saying, I don't want to put words in your mouth, is that there was an attempted co-opting going on here, a little bit of stroking to get you to, quote, help them. Obama cut, four or five smart bombs out of the budget. That's your $500 million.
I think that's an accurate assessment of what was going on. What they were asking for was strictly ideas based on veterans health care and the VA, and there's a couple of them out there. The American Legion has advocated for a long time that we don't see why a Medicare-eligible veteran that's going to the VA medical centers for non-service-connected treatment, why Medicare should not be able to be billed and to bring some money back into the VA that way. We think there'd be new money come into the VA that's currently being spent out on private doctors if that possibility was allowed. Currently, the VA cannot bill Medicare. That's law. It's going to that would require a change in the law.
Yeah, and that's government money to begin with, so I don't see the problem with that.
We don't either. We've advocated that position for, I would say probably somewhere between 5 and 10 years now. That's not a brand new idea.
That's more money. That's more options for better care for the troops.
Yes.
Any other key points that were going on in this meeting? And then we'll go into Chapter 2 here in the time we have left with the head of the VA, who's been nice enough to join us here. Anything else in the meeting that people should be made aware of? And was there anything good that you agreed with that the president or chief of staff said?
Only that the president was very clear that there would be treatment for these people, that there was never any doubt that treatment for service-connected disabilities would happen in the VA medical care system, and it would be very good treatment. The president, Vice President Biden, and Mrs. Obama have all been very clear about how much they care about military and the military and the military families. So he wanted us to understand this, that there was never any question that about whether or not treatment would happen in the VA. It would.
But it would take it away from their families with the cap.
That possibility exists, yes. There was some discussion of a test program, a pilot program in maybe two states to see what the effect would be on premiums and lifetime caps and employability. But frankly, those of us in the organizations, myself as commander of the American Legion, I'm not willing to take that risk.
Well, we know what they do.
Those veterans that have service-connected disabilities, they and their families have sacrificed enough. We don't need to run a test program and run the risk that they would be sacrificing even more to find out things that we're pretty sure would be going to happen.
Well, we know that's a government trick all over the world to just say it's a test to kind of kill opposition, and then they roll it out saying, oh, our tests worked great, now we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. You've seen things studied. And the study never seems to get over.
What was his body language, or what did he, he was saying, hey, I don't want to talk about this being, right or something, not wanting to commit to that, but then saying I won't take their health care away. Sounds like doublespeak. What was his, how was he trying to co-opt or, get you guys, what it sounds like, to sell out the veterans in a way to, well, help me cut their benefits somehow or help me save this money somehow?
Yeah, that was... I'm not good at reading body language. I don't dare give an interpretation there because there's a chance that I might be mistaken. But he was very clear this was about the money, and can you as organizations come up with ways to help supply this money?
All right, sir, we've got a break for a quick break. Come back with 5 more minutes with you to talk about the good news from talking to the Congress and now with a new statement today by Gibbs, the White House press secretary. They're claiming they're backing off of this for now. So we'll finish up with the head of the American Legion, Commander David K. Raybould.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The American Legion is on with us. I just can't believe they're trying to nickel and dime veterans' treatment when we have a trillion-plus dollar defense budget, and they're not worried about trillions to the private banks, but it's just amazing. Your thoughts on that, and then the good news that they are backing off this plan, sir.
Yes, sir. There was an invitation back into the White House yesterday The president could not be there. He had prior commitments, but Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel led that meeting to bring the veterans organizations back in. We'd all expressed our opposition. The American Legion put out a very strong press release, and we'd been talking about it for the 2 days, expressing our opposition and involving the citizens and our membership around the country. At that meeting, which only lasted about 15 minutes, the Chief of Staff received the opinions of the veterans organizations, the opposition, and made the promise that he would consult with the president and be back with an answer yet yesterday afternoon. When that answer came back to us, it was that the president was withdrawing that proposal. We also heard that coming from Speaker of the House Pelosi and House Appropriations Chairman Chet Edwards. They both made the statement that this proposal had been withdrawn and would not be involved in the budget for this coming fiscal year, which was very good news.
But the issue is that they're proposing it. It shows the mindset, as you said. What was the, I mean, I know the outrage was here that we saw on the internet and the phone calls we got to the radio show. I mean, did this issue, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot did veterans get and veteran supporters over this?
Oh, I think from the people we were hearing from, I would put it up around the 8,
wow.
8 to 9. This really, when you tell people that have worn the uniform in the United States about this idea, you get about two-thirds of the way through the description of what's being discussed here, and the head starts to shake no right just that quickly, because they understand this fundamental responsibility. They understand the reason that those folks were injured, why they're coming home with that disability, and they understand that fundamental responsibility is not to be trifled with.
Plus, they were promised. They were promised. They signed contracts saying this.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. So it hits very high on the radar screen when you start to talk about it with the members of our organization, with the veterans around the country, and frankly with a large percentage of the population around this country, even those that haven't been closely involved with the military.
Does this did this put a chink, do you think, in the Obama administration's image with veterans who are already in a lot of areas not too pleased with him?
Well, it certainly didn't help. We in the American Legion have been very pleased the last couple of years about budgets. We're very happy with the budget request that the president has put in. All we've seen is the bottom line number there. We don't know the details, so we're looking for the details. We're anxious to see them, but we've been very pleased with the bottom line number. But yes, this could go a long way to hurt what tends to be a favorable first impression in my mind. That was one of the things that was said by one of the other representatives in that meeting to the president, that this was not really, this wasn't something he needed this early in his administration, because at this point, things were going reasonably well.
All right. Well, Commander David K. Rabin of the American Legion, probably the biggest veterans organization, not just in the U.S., but on the planet. And the website is legion.org, legion.org. And we appreciate you not being a lapdog. So many other groups that represent people have been kind of seduced in to all these hundreds of meetings they've been having, trying to co-opt everybody. And so we're really glad to hear that you and you're saying the other veterans groups that were with you, that none of them were rolling over to this first seduction, well, I would call it a corruption, into the White House machinery. So we commend you, Commander David K. Rabin, for that.
Thank you very much. And it was very good to see so many of our colleagues in the organizations feeling the same way. That wasn't an absolute necessity. We in the American Legion will form our opinion and we'll act on it based on what we think is right.
All right, Commander, thank you so much for spending time with us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. All right, folks, so shot that down for now, but they'll be back. Coming up, we're going to probably have the state police officer on with the MIAC report. I'm going to get into the latest banking scandals. It is big, and another black eye for the White House. It is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, so please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Robert Woodstra, CEO of Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. Whether we're parents, aunts, uncles, or grandparents, when a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 20 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in the March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for FedEx. And we are all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and we care about babies. And when a baby has to fight for life, we all need to help. For over 30 years, we've been participating in March for Babies, and we will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. It's a group of police and military saying they're going to uphold their oath to defend and protect the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. So much is going on during the breaks. I forgot to ask my producer a question. Come on in, Rob. We're on the air. Is a state police officer coming on in the next 10 minutes?
I haven't confirmed it.
Did you call him back?
That's what I was in the process of doing. I was talking with somebody else called in. One of our next guests.
I understand. The only hole we've got is in about 10 minutes. Are you calling right now?
Right. Yep.
Thank you so much.
I'll let you know as soon as
appreciate that. It's war room in here, as I was saying earlier. I'm going to go ahead here in just a few minutes and go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And so I can play the video that has resurfaced. Again, I used to have about two people working for me at the time. In 2001, and I would just do the live TV shows, and then we've got warehouses, well, not warehouses, three portable buildings filled with videotapes rotting of all these TV shows and all these reports I did locally, and this video went viral all over the internet. I put it up for free on my server, got a $4,000 bill for it, and had to pull it. actually crashed our servers. Then I got a $4,000 bill, and I learned that I couldn't put videos out for free. This was back in 2001, and it's up on Infowars.com, payoff of anti-gun testimony caught on tape. You guys ready to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv? You ready right now? Give me the signal so I can make this congruent with the video that gets made of it. Okay, we're going live right now at 12:35 Central Standard Time at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be simulcasting from the show here on out. Back in 2000-2001, I had two employees, and so tapes got stacked up. They didn't get labeled right. They went everywhere. Hundreds of important TV shows I did, and it's just gold, the information that's in these. And we're trying to go through these now to get them on the web to, you know, get them out at PrisonPlanet.tv. But Mike Hansen, who did camera work for me, ran the local TV show at the time, I've asked him to dig through his stuff. He's done that. And because I've been unable to find this particular tape, he was able to find it in his store of TV programs I did. Payoff for Anti-Gun Testimony Caught on Tape by Alex Jones is the headline up at Infowars.com. And the reason this story is important, we're going to play the video here, is that Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership's local director, we were there testifying against shutting down the gun shows, ending private sales, shutting down 4-H shooting clubs, YMCA shooting clubs for young people and children. That was the bills. And this is when I really woke up to the NRA 7 years ago now. I guess 8 years ago coming up. This was in early 2001. Because the NRA was calling us extremists for not wanting to shut down the gun shows and things. This was in the Dallas Morning News attacking me and others. And then when we caught the bribery, they said, get out here. They're what looks like bribery being paid off. And the House Ethics Committee said that he should have been a registered lobbyist, that it was improper. But then the investigation stopped there, and Hinojosa, the committee chairman, did get reprimanded. But they get up and they say, yeah, basically there's dangerous gang members everywhere, and we've, you know, you need to restrict guns, you need to restrict gun shows. And then they go outside, and this gun control group sits there and pays them off at least $300 apiece, the three guys that testified. And then the Statesman called me the next day after we put the video out on local TV. I was live that night, and said, why don't you like black people? And I said, what are you talking about? Well, if those were white men being paid and testifying against the Second Amendment, would you have done your story? And I said, I wouldn't care if they were green. I mean, this is a non-issue. So the Statesman headline was payments made to backers of gun bills. And it was the cover of the Metro and State local section of the Austin American Statesman. And I said, are you kidding? And that was in the article. I said, are you kidding, sir? Are you joking with me? And I said, don't say that in your article. That's not what this is about. But no, they did. It was all this Alex Jones racist because he showed black guys being paid. So it's an important article in that respect. And this literally, there's hundreds of reports. Just this is important. And I'm trying to make enough money to hire a person full time just to go through all my old videos, because this is stuff that needs to be seen. It needs to flood YouTube and everywhere else. And we'll use PrisonPlanet.tv to do that. But I want to thank Mike for digging through his stuff. I'd ask him to do that more. He's got his Mike Hansen archive page up on YouTube. And this video has been out for a few weeks. It was just emailed to me this morning, and I saw it. So we're going to go ahead and play that here. Some of the testimony audio isn't the best. There's only a few minutes of that. But we'll boost the audio up so folks can hear it, where they're testifying, basically demonizing the Second Amendment, and go, you know, play the part of, really, it makes black folks look bad. The racism was putting them up there and going, yeah, we're gang members. Yeah, you know, we've been gang members. Yeah, the Second Amendment, you know, we need to get rid of these gun shows. It's dangerous. It was really sick what they did. That was what was playing the race card. You know, like, ooh, here's the scary black guys, you know, and guns. It was disgusting, and they were very thuggish once we talked to them outside. You'll see that video at PrisonPlanet.tv right now and also hear it over the radio. And this is one of the guys involved with the Million Mom March here in Texas. Just a disgusting episode, but I've always wanted to play this when we had the bandwidth to put it out for everybody at PrisonPlanet.tv. So here it is, and we're going to have the state police officer on in about 5 minutes from now. So here is the video and the audio.
paid for your testimony?
Nope.
Well, we just saw the gentleman give you money.
That doesn't matter. You traveled over here.
Traveling is Christmas, baby.
I gave him travel to this.
So you guys were the Million Mile March?
No. What were you texting?
Wait a minute. Who are you with this camera?
No, he's a guy who had some
Austin
show.
Here in Austin. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's no, nice. Actually, it's no. Campaign contributions.
Yeah. Campaign contributions.
Yeah, right, man. Right. Nobody's getting paid for nothing.
We're running.
What I said in there, that's what I feel.
Well, I mean, who gave you the money?
It doesn't matter. Money I've been at. I got money all
looks
over.
Looks like quite a bit. I saw this gentleman giving you money.
I gave him. You got traveling expenses.
All right.
And I saw you testify, sir. You were here with Nina Butts, funded by George Soros, the foreign currency speculator. So this is how business is done.
And who are you?
I'm Alex Jones.
Oh, hi, Alex.
I know. Well, firearm purchaser and seller to minors.
Yep.
Oh, really? Really? I didn't know I was in that business. I thought I was a radio talk show host.
Yeah.
But really? Oh, that's an effective deal.
Yeah.
So you guys are taking over the country now, right?
Yeah. Nope. You are, dude.
Just
you
as soon as people are disarmed, right? Just like Hitler.
Right.
So how much did he pay you? It looked like thousands to me.
Yeah, it was. It was $20,000.
Well, I saw wads of 20s and 100s. I had to get my camera. I was across
the
hall there.
You're going to buy a gun with that, man.
The police told us about it.
We're going to go buy a lot of guns, and we're going to come back and sell them to the NRA.
Hey, we're making this show hotter. We're going already.
Remember, Hitler was for gun control, guys.
Hitler was for gun control. And if I ever catch him on my block, I'm going to shoot him. For real.
So how did the Million Mile March get in touch with you?
We're not even in the front of the
Million Mile March. You said the name of a group you were with.
Young Texans Against Gun Violence, baby. Recognize.
And you get paid to do it, huh?
Nope.
You didn't just
stipend.
Get paid.
We get a stipend for volunteering.
From who?
Don't
from that old man?
That old man's our best friend, dog.
Campaign contribution.
Yeah. People are like, hey, whatever. See, your son doesn't even like you.
It's not my son.
It's not his son.
You just call little kids names. That's...
That's your boy, baby. You
don't want to lose your 4-H shooting glove, do you?
No, I am not.
Well, there's a bill that'll ban it where they won't be able to train you how to shoot. And that's their goal.
Yep.
And so you guys were the 4-H shooting club.
Yeah, we're here for the youth.
And you've been waiting all day and they wouldn't even let anybody talk. So they had all the Nina buses up there first. Unbelievable.
I saw you paying those people off, your guy. Paying those guys from Houston hundreds of...
Excuse me.
Yeah. $1,000. Well, I caught him on tapes. You're caught, lady.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
What did you see? Because across the hall, I saw wads of money. I ran to get the camera.
Well,
I missed it, and I came back, and I caught him, and he hid the money.
She told me that the woman in blue...
We went over there, and he was counting them out, the money.
I saw hundreds and twenties.
Yeah, we think he gave each guy like $400, right? Well, no, he just... All I saw was $400 that I saw him count out.
A lot of you guys are looking from the outside in. You know, so you guys are looking in on the situation and you guys are living this day to day. I have friends who sell guns, who buy guns from people who go to the gun shows and get guns at large quantities. You know, I mean, I know all these people. I live there where all this is going on. And, I mean, you guys might think that there's already have everything under control, but it's not. I mean, regardless of if we pass this law or not, things might change, but this right here, this bill, all three of these bills, this is just the beginning, because there's bigger threats out there, and there's bigger laws that we need to focus on that aren't being enforced in America. But these three House bills right here, this is just the beginning, and I'm all for it. And like I said, most of you guys are looking out, from the outside in. Because I'm there. I'm there every day. I've been gone into researching. I don't even want to know where these companies are located at, none of that. But
then what makes you think that they're selling
drugs? That's only, who else is going to get them? They don't have a factory in the hood where they're making guns.
You don't think some of those guns might be stolen?
They're not, man. How can, where are you going to get 200 stolen guns from?
From 200 houses every year, 10 houses.
See, nobody says, all right, nobody,
So, I'm sorry, just want to clarify. I think what I'm hearing you saying that at least one source of these guns on the street is the gun show.
Yes.
Thank you.
First question I would like to ask is, do we have an epidemic of gun violence? Because the proponents of the legislation, it delays the very well-intended and sincere testimony from William Ron March members and others, would lead to believe we have an epidemic of gun violence. That is not the case. Texas and the United States are safer than they have ever been. I won't go into detail, but if you look at the clipping file here that has information from the National Center for Health Statistics, the Center for Control, U.S. gun deaths at lowest since mid-60s, you'll see that we do not have an epidemic of gun violence, and we may be in a situation where we're having solution-seeking a problem.
Payments made to backers of gun bills. Questions arise over cash given to three witnesses who support gun show background checks. Proponents of gun owners' rights asked lawmakers Friday to investigate cash payments made to three Houston men who appeared before a House committee this week to support bills that would require instant background checks at gun shows. Dave Smith, president of Houston-based Texans for Gun Safety, a known front that is funded by Handgun Control Incorporated, said he gave the three members of Young Texans Against Gun Violence, Nina Butz's group is Texans Against Gun Violence, about $300 each to cover their expenses and lost wages for the trip. All three men, however, said they are currently unemployed. So they can't get their lies straight. That's lie number four right there. It was reimbursement for their jobs, but they're unemployed. Otarius Kelly, 20, one of the witnesses, said it is ridiculous that someone would raise concerns about their testimony. It's against my morals, Kelly said. An admitted gang member, by the way, in the Houston Chronicle. There's another story about this in there. Another witness agreed. The money that was given to us was not to change our testimony, said Bruce Brown, 18, who did not speak to the committee, but submitted a witness form that showed he supported the bills. Smith, who gave the men the cash just outside the committee hearing room, said Young Texans Against Gun Violence is an arm of his group. The subsidiary group receives donations from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development and the Alliance for Justice. Those groups encourage young people to get experience in the political process, Smith said. Yeah, right. Reimbursing witnesses for travel expenses is not unusual, said Susie Woodford of Common Cause Texas, a group that monitors government ethics. But she said other witnesses using cash and paying for witnesses' time raises ethical questions. It totally undermines the witnesses' credibility, Woodford said. I said, how will this look? It says complaints about the payments began circulating after Austin-based talk show host Alex Jones, who was at the House Criminal Jurisprudence Committee meeting Tuesday, aired videotaped interviews with Smith and the young men. They told Jones the money was reimbursement, stipends, and campaign contributions. So, three different stories. It's like the famous scene in a movie. Where are you guys going? Or where? What are you doing? Going to see my mother. Going to get something to eat. Going to the moon. It's just making it up. Head of Gun Owners Alliance has asked his thousands of members to seek a House investigation of the payments and to have the hearing disregarded. Smith said complaints are being raised because the young men are minorities. Jones, a strong supporter of gun owners' rights, said Smith was trying to cover up his dirty activities by making accusations of racism. He's sitting here caught on tape throwing out different stories and giving out money, said Jones, who mentioned the payments during his testimony against the proposal to require background checks at gun shows. How dare he try to divert attention by saying I'm a racist? Committee members Rick Green, R. Dripping Springs, and Juan Hinojosa McAllen said they were uneasy about taking Jones seriously because of other inflammatory comments he has made. Hinojosa, the chairman of the committee, said that although he didn't know details about the payments, he is not concerned if the witnesses are compensated for testifying. Hinojosa said lobbyists are compensated for their work to influence policy on behalf of other interests. Maybe these kids were paid for their travel, but I don't see anything improper about it, Hinojosa said. It is part of the process. It is part of open government. State law requires people who are paid more than $1,000 in 3 months or who spend more than $500 a quarter trying to influence legislation or agency action to register as lobbyists. So you broke the state election laws, bud. You're not a lobbyist. We checked. Smith said not reimbursing witnesses for lost wages would mean average Texans would be left out of legislative debates. And he said cash made sense. All right, we're back live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting on the radio here.
And this is my first time talking to him. My producer's talked to him many times. We've set him up for the show. I'm not going to say which state police agency he's from. We've gotten this from several states, more than several different variants in the last few months. We're going to call him David. That's not his name. That sent us the MIAC strategic report that has gotten national and international attention. In fact, the MIAC report was here in my stack, and then Jason was in here last night doing a show. I'll have to dig it out. Here is the MIAC report. No, that's not it. Well, the point is it's up on Infowars.com and everywhere else. No, that's a copy of the MIAC report. Oh, there it is. Good. Folks, it's so crazy in here setting up guests. I was just talking to Ron Paul's office, and then after that I was talking to Chuck Baldwin's office just now and setting up the state police officer right now. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to come back from break. We're going to push Oath Keepers back to about 15 after next hour so I have time to talk on air to the state police officer and restart what I was just covering here with the MIAC report, because I got on air and realized I wanted the MIAC report and found it here in the disheveled stack. So we're going to talk to David, state police officer. It's not his name, folks. When we come back, directly from the gentleman that sent us this, one of the gentlemen that sent us this, stay with us.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Broke a report separately sent to us by two separate state police officers in two different states. MIAC strategic report, the modern militia. This is federally written to the fusion centers distributed all over the country. This is the Missouri version with the governor's seal on it. We've got state reps on that have talked to the head of the state police there, the commander. It's true. They admit it. They back it. They support it. We've interviewed and called and played clips of with the state police captain in charge at MIAC. This is real. And now Glenn Beck's covered it. Rush Limbaugh's covered it. We've confirmed those clips. I've watched them during breaks. It is a huge story, and it should be. But these and other variants like them go out everywhere. We're joined by David, a current state police officer. We're just going to leave it at that, not even tell you what state he's in, and have him tell the story of, you know, what it's like to have these in the department, other reports they've had, what other officers are saying, and what it's like to see this have blown up so big. We appreciate his courage because they do have retribution against officers, and they talk about that in here if it gets out. Sir, we appreciate you upholding your oath to protect and defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution that so many have fought and died for. Thank you so much, officer.
You're quite welcome, Alex.
Okay, tell us when you first got this and what it was like reading it and what other officers are saying.
Well, they emailed it to all the area officers and offices, and it's like a training thing, you know. And when I pulled it up on the screen, at first I was in disbelief after I read it, and I had to read it a couple of times to understand what are they saying. I thought it was a spoof. When I read it, when I ran it past a few other officers, you know, and they had the same twist that I had on it, that they were actually saying that some of us were militia members, that we belonged to a militia group just because, as myself, I have a Ron Paul sticker on my car. Some other officers, they believe that gun control is not correct and that we shouldn't be marking our bullets, ammunition, act that they're trying to pass through, and we're saying, wait a minute, this is like a big net taking in everybody. You know, it just doesn't, it didn't appear right, and it seemed like this thing was just anti-American all the way. It really made me mad.
So the majority of other officers that you talked to in your state police office, they were upset by it just like you?
Yes, they were. And I'm talking about officers that are Kool-Aid drinking officers. I mean, officers that back Bush all the way. Even they were very upset by this document. They said, no, this can't be true. You know, and a few of them looked at the author of the article and they said, well, it's part of a chorus that this is probably what comes out of this agency.
Yeah, we decided to go with your cell phone because it doesn't have a good connection and kind of distorts your voice, but it's doing its job too well right now. So just, I guess maybe speak a little bit louder for us, officer. I don't want to give out any details about where you are or how senior you are, but we just appreciate, again, your courage coming on. How long ago did you first get emailed this? You know, it came out in the 20th of February. Was it around that time?
I got it about a week after the 20th. That's when I opened it. Took me that long to digest what was actually on this document and really interpret what they were trying to tell us.
Well, it's a guilt by association document. I mean, do you agree they mix white supremacist and cop killers in with basically every libertarian or conservative or anti-corruption group under the sun and three popular presidential candidates and a sitting congressman?
Yes, I do agree. Exactly.
Amazing guilt by association. And then they show American flags and the don't tread on me and that's used by most of the military is bad. If you got that on your car, look out for folks with these bumper stickers. We're going to come back in 1 minute, sir, 70-second break, and get into, is this profiling? You know, what is this meant to do when they give this to the state police? And is this why we see state police across the country harassing Ron Paul people?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.